I'm Alive to Thrive weekly blog, July 22nd, 2019, revisited. I was feeling nostalgic this morning. 3 years ago, our family was on vacation. Wonderful, right? Oh, and it was. However, it became our last vacation as a family of four. So maybe bittersweet is a better descriptive. I don't know. But I was spending a little time this morning just being, and I decided to read back over the blogs of this week from the last 2 years. Well, last year's blog was so relevant to me today. I needed it. And so I'm going to be sharing it with you. The name of that blog was Name the Dragon. So here goes. Over the course of the last 2 years, I've been actively implementing strategies to promote my personal feelings of well-being. Honestly, these strategies have helped me survive. I've been purposeful, intentional in doing something. The grief, sadness, and torture can overtake me in an instant and hold me down where I feel like I just can't breathe. I know God will never leave me nor forsake me, and He loves everything about me. I know Savannah is experiencing perfection and is in His glory, but there's just times it knocks me to the ground. That old commercial, you know, where that sweet old lady is on the ground and she hollers out, "I've fallen and I can't get up." Well, it applies to those times to me. One of those strategies I've implemented in my life over the course of the last couple of years is meditation. I'll be honest, I stink at it. My mind races like Mario Andretti on the speedway. Let me tell you, it is work for me to make my mind be still. And I cannot do it by myself. I've had to seek support. This support comes in the form of an app I've downloaded. You can Google for apps that you might be interested in. You can get you a book. You can find ways if you're interested and need help like I did. But I started out using it to help me get to sleep at night, this app. Now, I implement it during the day now. Sometimes I simply focus on the breath, which means how that breath feels in my body as I take it in and let it out. Other times I'm focusing on a thought, like the magnificence of our God. And then there's sometimes I'm focusing on thoughts that come up. Just acknowledging the thoughts, those distracting thoughts that come in, and I send them on their way. That's what I'm doing that whole 20, 30 minutes or however long that I'm meditating. I don't think it really matters what I'm meditating on. The benefit comes from just slowing down and focusing on one thing at a time. It's good to slow down because for me, I tend to speed up when I'm stressed or upset or worried. It's good for my soul to appreciate the moment. Psalms 46:10 tells us to be still and acknowledge that God is God. Scripture gives us wonderful topics to meditate on. Go to Philippians 4:8, and it tells us, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." Meditating just 10 minutes a day has been proven to have benefits spiritually, cognitively, physically, and mentally. We already know that because God tells us to be still. And by the way, I love it when science catches up with the Bible. So this morning, I am meditating. The focus for this morning's meditation was acknowledging those thoughts that are difficult and then leaning into them, not running from them. This is not an easy task. The voice on the app tells a story about a dragon guarding the entryway into a cave where there is immeasurable treasure. People use their best tactics to foil the dragon and attempt to overtake the dragon in order to access the treasure. However, none are strong enough. The dragon lets no one by. That is, until a young boy walks up, whispers something in the dragon's ear, and the dragon lets the boy by. He surfaces from the entryway with handfuls of treasures. When asked what he said to the dragon, the boy replied, "I simply called him by name." Acknowledging the dragon by name will release hidden treasures. As I was thinking about that, I realized this is true. Sometimes, those of us who are grieved or stressed or worried or fearful try to fight the dragon with everything we have. And let me tell you, that ain't much. Consequently, we fail. We lose the fight. However, when I've simply appreciated that I am grieving and realized that it's understandable that I am sad and I miss Savannah, it seems that I'm able to move with the grief and not get slammed to the ground by the grief. I give myself grace to heal and find that I begin to move forward ever so slowly, but moving forward indeed. I believe this would be true with stress, worry, disappointment, any debilitating feeling. As I was contemplating that simple exercise during my meditation, a 5-step mindfulness process was revealed to me, I believe from God, that has supported my healing by releasing the dragon. So I'm going to share this with you now. Own it. Recognize the feelings of sadness, being overwhelmed, anxiety, fear, or whatever that feeling is. Sometimes just calling it by its name, the dragon of grief, fear, worry, etc., is all that it takes. I am missing Savannah. So you own it and then you describe it. Now that we've recognized the feelings and named the dragon, it's time to spend the mental energy recognizing what that feels like and identify the thoughts associated with that feeling. Identifying these feelings and thoughts now helps us transition from the emotional realm into the analytical realm. We begin thinking about our thinking. My heart hurts. I feel exhausted. I just wish I could hear her voice again. I wish we could go on one more family vacation. So I've owned it, I've described it, and now I write it. Write, W-R-I-T-E, write it. To make changes occur, we must work at it. The simple act of writing our feelings down and the thoughts associated with these feelings shows us it's evidence that we are doing something. This is an important message we can learn in the midst of our fight with the dragon. I write all the feelings and thoughts down, no matter how irrational. Now, here's the thing. I know you don't want to do it. Heck, I don't want to do it. I don't want to write this stuff down. But the act of writing things down and reflecting on them helps us move forward. It's just that simple. So, I've owned it, described it, I've written it. Now question it. Now that it's in writing, reflect on it. Get real with yourself. Is this the way I want to feel right now? More times than not, our response is, well, of course not. If not, then the question to ask is, what is one thing I can do right now to make myself feel differently? Frankly, there are times I want to be mad or sad. I said it. I'm telling you, I said it. I owned it. Sometimes I just want to sit in it for a while. Now, I don't want to be there, but I don't want to move out or perhaps I don't see a way out in that moment. I will say, though, that consistently practicing various strategies to promote feelings of well-being has offered me hope when I feel hopeless. Doing something feels better to me than simply feeling the pain. What is one thing I can do right now not to feel so sad? So I've owned it, described it, written it, questioned it, and now the last one, do it. The one thing you thought of, do it. If it was go for a walk, call somebody who cares about you or understands. Do something kind for someone else. Contact a counselor, a life coach, or support group, whatever. That one thing should promote feelings of well-being and health. Go do it. There's parameters. It must promote those feelings of well-being. This is not something to be done that could have negative consequences or suppress these feelings. No, this one thing is designed to counteract the negative feelings or thoughts. When you commit to doing something to promote your personal well-being, you gain a sense of accomplishment and empowerment that you will carry with you when you are face-to-face again with the dragon. So for me, it was go read the past blogs from this week. 2 years ago today, we were driving home from our last family vacation as a family of four. I'm going to share one of my pictures that is one of my favorite pictures from that trip. It does make me sad, but instead, I wrote this blog in hopes that someone, anyone will find hope when they feel hopeless by following these 5 steps that start with naming the dragon. You too can thrive while naming the dragon.